the tin into the sheet. God knows everything. He knew that David was already tending to the sheep. The man of God didn't know, but God already knew that David was tending to the sheep. And if you're any kind of man of God or woman of God, you should smell like sheep. Oh, you may not like me tonight. You may tell me to quit. I don't know. Looking at me, mind is strained tonight. But what about the things of God? What about the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue as God give you the uttering? Praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. What about that prayer? That ain't important to you. See, that was wrong right now. You got the wrong thing. Your mind is on the wrong thing. He says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And he said, I will. You know what he said? I add all things to you. I bless you coming in. I bless you going out. Praise the Lord. If you put me first. But many times, praise the Lord is not first on our list. And you may not like me tonight. He ain't the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible says, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which sees in the spirit, praise the Lord, see secretly, he going to reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you you. He going to show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, then he's going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. He begin to go tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you're too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
gonna tear your kingdom down, Lord Jesus.
Satan, we're gonna tear your
the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and
for the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes,
you've been
listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for the mothers are gonna pray your kingdom down.
You know what? Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Listen, but the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God.
Satan,
we're gonna tear
know he's an opposer, so he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
The Bible said, then wait on the Lord. He said, I renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait on him, he'll bring that wondering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Somebody else walks down the aisle with them. Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car? Somebody else drives off in it. Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart. And somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. No sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building. I got another house for you. If you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind. I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this. I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
No matter what people say. He said it was no more on me that I'd be able to bear. And whenever I need a friend, I can call him.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.